Page 88. New Friends. One day, an elephant called Big Ears decided to walk into the forest. He was 8 years old and had no friends. So, this was its mission, looking for new friends. After a few minutes, Big Ears saw a monkey hanging on a tree. Big Ears said, "Hello, little monkey!" But the monkey said nothing and started to jump from one tree to another very quickly and went away. Big Ears thought the monkey didn't want to be its friend.
Why did the monkey not say hello?
Big Ears thought. Big Ears kept walking and then it found a rabbit coming out its whole house.
Hi, little rabbit!
The rabbit said nothing in response and went back into its whole house.
Why did the rabbit not say hi?
Big Ears thought again and got sad. Big Ears stopped for a moment and breathed deeply. And then, walking it went. Big Ears found a big pond, which was the house of a frog. Big Ears didn't go near the frog. It thought the frog might not want to be its friend. But then it said,
"Howdy, little frog!"
The little frog got so scared that it went away by jumping on the leaves that were on the water pond. Big Ears didn't understand why nobody wanted to be its friend. It got a little mad and sat on a big rock, trying to remember how it could say hello in other ways.
Maybe they don't know the hellos I used. What about, "Hiya!" or "Hey," or "Good day." I don't know which the best way to say hello is.
Big Ears felt like shedding tears. A tear was almost coming out one of its eyes when some other animals stood in front of it. They asked Big Ears,
"How are things, fellow? Why are you crying?"
Big Ears jumped happily the moment it noticed the other animals were there in front of it saying hello.
"Oh, I'm okay. It's just that I was trying to find new friends, but nobody has answered to my hello words."
And the fox said,
"Well, I'm Reddy, the fox. This is Furry, the bear. This is Stripes, the tiger. And all the other animals you said hello to are behind those tall trees. They got scared because they think you are very big. They thought you were going to eat them."
"Oh, I would never do that,"
Big Ears replied. What Big Ears learned from this experience is that everybody must be and look nice. Big Ears didn't notice that he was so desperate to find new friends that it looked scary and its voice sounded very loud. From that day on, Big Ears takes some time to think and relax. It has lots of friends now and looks happy and calm.